everybody knows when there is a divorce or a couple breaking up and there are kids involved, everybody knows this is going to go to court and it'll be endless hearings and endless problems, and you believe alternative dispute resolution is a better way to deal with some of the issues.
Alternatives to litigation can often be the best way to manage these family matters when we're talking about custody and visitation.
How much of a difference is it?
It can be pretty dramatic when families have a chance to sit down together and really plan for their child's future. Think about how they want things to look in a casual environment where they're able to talk at length and have that conversation helped along by a mediator who's there to be neutral, but also there to help facilitate the conversation.
The obvious question would be, if they could get along, they might not have broken up. So aren't there bad feelings and so forth? How do you overcome that?
Well, our mediators are extensively trained, and one of their skills that they bring to the table is the ability to foster an environment where conversations can happen, even when there are hurt feelings or situations where there's conflict going on. We ask them to be a calming influence and also to help people really hear one another and take the time they need to have a productive conversation.
Every one of us has heard stories about the kids being used as sledgehammers in the aftermath of a divorce, and the kids just get, I suppose, psychologically beaten up. That must be an issue.
There's always a concern for children when we talk about families breaking up or restructuring. And we're very fortunate locally that we have an incredibly gifted bar, and they are very sensitive to those issues. We're also very fortunate to have attorneys for children who specifically work representing kids and can bring their voice to the table, whether it's in mediation or in a litigation context. We are, as a community, aware that conflict and exposing kids to conflict is one of the worst things we can do for them. It's especially hard for kids when it's the people that they love most, their mom, their dad, their grandma, their grandpa. So this is an opportunity for those family members, those adults, find the opportunity to sit down, overcome some of the frustrations that they may have with one another, and really think about the child and put that child first. And taking that child-focused approach is what we try to do. Think about what's going to work for these kids. Help the parties to think about what's going to work for these kids.
Does a parent come to you, or older teenage kid come and say, you got to do something about this? Or does family court find these people? Or is there another agency that goes to a couple, former couple that's having problems and say, look, there is another way to handle this?
Well, we don't go door to door, but we do have a lot of different agencies that are available and a lot of ways to access ADR locally. So we have a court-connected program that is under the Violante ADR program in the 8th Judicial District. They afford parties who are in family court in litigation over custody and visitation matters the opportunity to sit down with a trained mediator and work through the issues that brought them into court with the hope that we can find a resolution. We also have our local community dispute resolution center. Those are a series of not-for-profit organizations that are set up all across New York State. They offer low or no-cost mediation to families, whether or not there is actually litigation pending. So that's a situation where you could go to them, the Center for Resolution and Justice, and you could ask them for the opportunity to sit down with someone that you're in conflict with and work through the problem. They do family matters, but they also do all sorts of matters between neighbors, landlords and tenants, students, whatever it might be. And there's also a lot of private mediators that will work with parties who are divorcing, parties who are in conflict with one another. We have an incredibly diverse and very talented alternative dispute resolution committee within the Bar Association. We're very proud of all the work that they do.
There must be a lot of breaking up or broken down relationships involving people whose parents went through this same sort of thing. Do they ever come in and say, I don't want my kids to go through what I went through?
We see that a lot. We have a lot of folks, and not your parents' divorce. It's not your father's divorce, like the old Oldsmobile commercial. It's an opportunity to try something new, a real alternative, and we do find a lot of folks who, as kids themselves, were exposed to conflict between their parents, were aware of ongoing litigation between their parents and how damaging that was for them, how unsettling it was for them, and all that it brought to their childhood and the way that it really changed it. We see those folks looking for alternatives a lot.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Bridget O'Connell has been here, and we've been talking about alternatives to traditional sword fighting in court kind of approach. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.